chapter 6, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. And when I read that the other day, I thought about, do I put stumbling blocks in people's way? Do we put stumbling blocks in people's way? Not deliberately, not because we want to, just because sometimes of what we say or what we do, what we say about people, what we say to people, and what we do, or what we don't say sometimes, what we do say. Do we put stumbling blocks in people's way? Or, the opposite of that, do we, things we do, are they, for want of a better word, booster packs that do the opposite of discrediting our ministry, that actually become a credit to our ministry? Because what we do and say and what we are affects those around us. I can remember times in this church and other churches where we've done loads and loads of outreach, loads and loads of different things, youth work, various events. But actually, I think the most important thing is how we relate to each other, how we look after each other, how we care for each other, and how we look after and relate to and care for others as well. Others, friends, family, who maybe don't come to church, who maybe aren't part of the church. Does what we do hinder or help? I think Christians over the years, and I'm talking about over the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, have not helped themselves. If you look on the media, if you look on television programs or whatever, usually Christians, particularly ministers, are portrayed as pretty weak, pretty pathetic, not very strong characters. Quite often in crime dramas, it seems to turn out that the minister's the one who did it. I've had a word with Gerald about that. He promises me he hasn't murdered anyone lately. But Christians haven't... And the reason for that isn't because the media wants to portray Christians like that. It's because that's how we've portrayed ourselves over the years, over hundreds of years. People who can't enjoy themselves. People who want to stop others having fun. And that, to me, is a massive stumbling block. God wants us to relate to people in a positive way. God wants us to be a people who are attractive. And that involves doing things and enjoying times with people, whether it's each other, whether it's our families, whether it's friends, regardless of whether they're Christians or not, regardless of whether they're other faiths, regardless of whether they're of no faith. God wants us to enjoy times. He wants us to show gentleness. There's a verse, isn't there, in Philippians, let your gentleness be evident to all. Doesn't say let your weakness be evident to all, which is quite often how things like that can be interpreted. Not weakness, gentleness. Gentleness. I keep harping back to Gerald's first sermon when he talked about love, mercy. And what he was saying, love, mercy. Choose to do kind things. Look for kind things you can do for people around. Can I do something to help that person? Can I do something to meet that need? Those are the things that aren't that are the opposite of stumbling blocks, that are booster packs. Little things. I've said before, I can't remember too many sermons that I've heard. I can't remember much about too many. And I've heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sermons. I can't remember too much from most sermons. I can little bits from some of them. Sue, I remember all of yours, obviously. But if only I could... But generally, I don't remember too much about what I hear in sermons. I probably subconsciously I do, but I do remember, I know I've said this before, I do remember the kind things that people have done for me over the years, the little things, the tiny little things that probably to the person who did them meant nothing, but to me meant a lot. It's the kind things, the good things we do for people, the nice things, for want of a better word, that make a difference in people's lives and actually become a booster pack. In the week ahead, do you think you'll be a stumbling block to people? Do you think you'll be a booster to people's faith, to people's view of God, people's view of what it means to be a Christian? Sometimes we get a bit worried that we can sort of get overrun with things and end up sort of almost having to respond to too many different things as Christians. But I firmly believe God knows what we need. there's a, again in Matthew, isn't it, the passage, your heavenly Father knows what you need. I know in that context he's talking about food and clothing and stuff. We don't need to worry too much, most of us here, about food and clothing for tomorrow. But sometimes we want to be able to do the things that we want to do as well. God knows that we need our own time, as it were. God knows that we don't need to spend, it's not good for us to spend our whole time looking out for other people, doing things and getting caught up in too many things. God knows what time, free time you need. If there's things that God wants you to do this week, ask him to nudge you. Ask him to nudge you. If there's things where maybe you are being a stumbling block, just think about that. Are you or not? Or are there ways where you are being or can be a booster to people's faith? I think I'm going to shut up now. I've got a little bit to say a little bit later when we come to communion. I'm going to sing one more song, which is number 596, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And then it's open to people to choose songs or...